Local historian and Kildare nationalist contributor Frank Taff joins me on the line now as he has written about the vanishing pubs and empty premises in Athy. Frank, good morning. Good to chat to you on the Kildare Today Show.
Good morning, Hannah. Good morning to you.
So, Frank, I remember you were on the show a few years ago highlighting Athy's disappearing pub scene, and you've written about it again in the Kildare Nationalist last week, as well as the empty premises in Athy. Kind of what brought on that prompt to write about it again?
Well, I suppose it's a necessity to write a weekly article. I have to think up with something. But I'm very conscious of the fact that there's a need to reverse the current decline in retail activity in the town itself. There has been a huge change in social activity in Athy and elsewhere, in every other town in Ireland. They're all suffering the same problem. Retail activity has gone down, particularly in relation to pubs, you know. And when I look at that one time here in Athy, you had up to 42 pubs. I think this is 1924, 42 pubs. And even as late as 1968, we had still 34 pubs. But now we're now down to about 7 or 8 pubs at the moment that are, the rest are all closed. And the unfortunate thing about it is not only are they closed, but they're lying there vacant. And it gives an awful look to the town centre that you have empty premises, which in one case, particularly annoyed about, the pub up in Leinster Street, where it's been used by some local person for drawing pictures, etc., on the doors and the windows, etc., and looks very bad, you know. Yeah. We need to do something to try and reverse the decline in retail activity in the town itself. And this is why I wrote the article.
Yeah, and reading the article, Frank, like you were talking about where it's the town where you grew up in the second half of the 1940s and the years of the 1950s. And kind of what was it like back then to compared to how you're describing it?
It's an entirely different town. You know, it's amazing thing. I was trying to think about last night. Carolyn's shop, and the centre of the town is now Winkles, and there's another shop at the very end, or Oaklands at the very end, two corner shops. And what you would see in the 1950s, particularly and up to sometime the 60s, you would have 7 or 8, 9 men standing out the shop most of the hours of the day. We would refer to them jokingly as the corner boys, you know. But they were there at those two corners, or Oaklands and the Carolyn's corner. You know, these were men who generally were unemployed, even though we had a fairly good, strong industry cover at that stage. We had the wallboard factory, we had the maltings in Minch Norton's, we had the asbestos factory with the IVI foundry, you know. But generally, people were quite poor in the 1950s. And most extraordinary thing is that the pubs were still active and still, you know, they weren't making an awful lot of money, but people were still going there. Yeah. But nowadays, not so. The pubs that are now active, 7 or 8 or 9 pubs, it's the young people who are keeping them open, the young people. And the elderly people and are not keeping the pubs active at all, quite honestly, you know.
Yeah.
But the most extraordinary thing is about, I thought about my own, social life has changed utterly completely. I can remember my family, the Taff family. I never remember in all my years living in Offaly Street that we ever went out to a meal, have a meal in the evening time. We had a little small little hotel, the Leinster Arms Hotel at that stage, and Bradbury's, that would have closed at 6 o'clock. But we never went out. But when I'm looking back over the last couple of months, I've been out so many times in the Clanart Hotel and in Chinese restaurants, etc. And that's another change in the social life of the town, that people are now going out to dine rather than go to pubs. Mm-hmm. And maybe people are now, people who particularly, since we're now effectively a dormitory town, a lot of people are travelling by car to Dublin and elsewhere for work. And maybe the very strict enforcement of the licensing laws and the drunk driving laws make it difficult for people who were afraid of losing their license if they're caught driving while drunk or under the influence of drink, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I think this may have changed. I'm not quite sure what exactly has changed, but there has been such a huge retail decline, not only just in the pubs, but it's also mirrored also in relation to drapery shops that we have here, you know.
Yeah, because reading the article, Frank, you noted the likes of Shaw's, MG Nolan's, the Bryan Brothers as well. So it's an interesting piece to kind of, as you were saying, it's a hard one to really answer the question, but it's about getting the conversation going and looking more overall
I think it's terribly important, because, and that's why I was making the call out to local business people. I can remember about 10 or 11 years ago, I was involved with other people as well in the EFI Lions Club and the setting up an Thai enterprise network, you know. And we actually commissioned a company to do a regeneration plan for EFI. Now, unfortunately, we walked away on that. And one of the other parties involved was the EFI Chamber of Commerce, which unfortunately at that stage was a one-man club, and unfortunately he decided that he should amalgamate with the North Kildare Chamber of Commerce, so that we no longer have a Chamber of Commerce here in FI at a time when we once had a very active group, and also a junior Chamber of Commerce as well, but both are now gone. But we need to get the local business people working together with the local enterprise centre, if possible, and Kildare County Council to try and get the town moving again. We need to develop retailing.
Mm. Yeah. And are the businesses and those that you kind of put that call out to, Frank, is there the willingness to do that? Is it something that people in Athy are missing and saying, this is what we need?
There certainly is a willingness, but there's need to be leadership. Somebody has said, I can't get involved. I'm 84 years of age, and I have cancer and various other bits and pieces wrong with me, you know. Mm. So I can't get involved. But I'm making the call. There are some very good business people there. There's one particular businessman who's exceptional, and I don't want to name him, but I feel the local people have to take care. To take the call themselves, you know.
Yeah, there's often the conversation of, you know, it takes a village and we need to be a village and a community to one another, but it seems like no one is really taking the step forward to enact it. And what I really liked about your article, Frank, is that when you were naming all of these businesses and the pubs, you named the person that it was being run by or who owned it, which also I think showed everyone knew each other. You know, you knew the person down the road who ran that pub. There was that sense of everyone knew each other in the town, which, do you think that has been lost as well?
Well, this was at a time when the population was about 4,500. Our population has zoomed. It's about nearly 12,000, I'd imagine, at this point in time, you know. And we have a lot of people who are not yet involved in community affairs, let's put it that way. People who have moved back down from Dublin, moving into the new housing here, they're travelling up and down to Dublin every day, and they haven't got the opportunity to get involved in some way, you know. But I feel that some of the local business people should take a stand and come out and lead the rest of us into doing. You know, we have to do whatever is necessary. You know, traders no longer living over their shops in the main street, you know. And the visual impact of the main streets, it's absolutely terrible at the point. We have so many closed-up shops, you know. Some have grown, have developed into dereliction, let's put it that way, you know.
Yeah.
There is a need for a business plan. There's a need for local business people to get together and push for a plan and cooperate with Kildare County Council if necessary, you know.
Frank, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Not at all.
Retelling Athy as a town, as a market town, and what is needed for it now. But that is Frank Taff, local historian and Kildare Nationalist contributor. He writes a piece every week on the Kildare Nationalist called Eye on the Past. I'd really recommend giving it a read, the articles as well as this one in relation to the vanishing pubs and empty premises in Athy. But Frank, thanks again for your time on the Kildare Today Show.